earlier this week, I heard a fantastic good news story about a wonderful donation that had been made to the RNIB in recognition of the Talking Books service. So I rang up the Camden Studios to talk to Diane Lofthouse, who was there with a very special presentation. Diane, a very warm welcome to RNIB Connect Radio, and you're at the RNIB Talking Books Studios in Camden on a very special mission. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Hello. So I've come to present a fake check because the check has already gone through to them. So my friend Doreen Goff left an incredible amount of money to the RNIB. This was because her husband Derek, at the end of his life, he lost his sight. He had a lot of joy reading from the Talking Books, listening to them. And Doreen remembered this. And as they had no children of their own, she left all the estate to RNIB Talking Books because she just remembered how much it meant to Derek when he was reading them, about how much joy it gave him.
It really was a lifeline to him and made his final years a far happier time than they might have been without books. He was a very keen reader, I understand.
He was. They both loved reading. So unfortunately, when Derek's eyesight started to deteriorate, he felt a bit lost, to be honest. But then Talking Books came along and it was just a joy back in his life again, to experience all these stories and the joy of his imagination going off. So yeah, he really loved it, and it just brought back that part of his life again that he could enjoy.
How did Derek's sight loss impact on his daily life?
Well, as I said, he loved reading, and obviously then when his sight loss came, he couldn't do that anymore. It was hard for him, I think. There's only him and Doreen who've lived together all their lives. They had no children, so they loved each other's company so much, but they loved reading together just in silence. And then they couldn't do that then when Derek's eyesight went, so they got the Talking Books, and I think they must have listened together to the books. Derek died a long time ago, so Doreen was left on her own for an awful long time, but it's the memories that she had of Derek listening to all these different books that reminded her of what joy it gave to him. And that's why she wanted to give this gift to the RNIB Talking Books, so that they could just give more people this joy and this love of listening to books.
Doreen trusted you with this very important task of carrying out her final wishes. Can you just talk us through that a little bit, please?
Yeah, so as I said, they didn't have any children. They weren't blessed with children, which was very sad because they would have made wonderful parents. But because there was only the two of them, when Doreen died, we were very close friends, and she asked me to be the executor of her will. So when she died, I sorted out all her estate, all her affairs, and then got in touch through the solicitor to Helen Hampton in the legacy management department. And she took it on from there and helped me through all the organisation of it. And it just went really smoothly all the way through because Helen was just so good at guiding me. So, yeah, and everything eventually went through. It does take a long time, but we got there and the money all came through and we got it through to the Talking Books, and they were able to make such good use of it.
And it is a very large cheque, both physically and in terms of the figure. Could you just share the figure with us, please?
It was about £450,000, because she left not only her monetary gift to them, but she also left her whole estate. So everything that was in the house was sold and all the proceeds went into the pot. And then a house was sold as well, and that again went into the pot. So, yeah, a lot of money. But she thought that it was worth giving them all this because of all the good work that they do.
And with Remember a Charity Week just around the corner, it's a fantastic reminder of just how much our supporters' generosity can make an amazing difference, because this money is going to fund several different projects around talking books as a permanent legacy to the difference that they made to Derek and to Doreen's lives.
So I understand that the funds are going to go towards some more recording booths at Gateshead, and one is going to be dedicated to both Doreen and Derek Gough, and it's going to be called the Gough Pod, which I think is hilarious. I think Doreen would find that a real laugh. She would have really enjoyed that. I think it's also going to pay for a lot more books to be recorded, so more and more people be able to enjoy a whole variety of different genres and different books that are now going to be newly recorded because of this money that they've got.
And I understand that you yourself have added to the library collection during your trip to the Camden Studios this afternoon.
I have. It was very exciting. We really enjoyed that. So both my daughter, Angela, and I recorded a book called Omar, the Bees and Me. Helen Mortimer, I think, was the author. But it was such good fun. I really enjoyed it. So I hope all the children who listen to this book really enjoy it too.
It all started when Omar brought a small slice of his mum's special honey cake for show and tell. Omar was new in our class. "My grandpa used to keep bees," he said quietly. "He had apricot trees and jasmine bushes in his sunny garden a long way away." It gave Mr. Elroy Jones a fun idea. He always has lots of fun ideas. "We made apricot blossom out of pink tissue, all scrunched up, and cut white paper stars for jasmine flowers." It was the first time I saw Omar smile. "Then we stuck them up and down the corridor outside our classroom." "It's a bee corridor now," laughed Mr. Elroy Jones.
You also got a guided tour of the Camden Studios. Can you tell us what you saw there?
It's really interesting. Loads of recording studios and booths, and they told us all about the work that they do here. The many, many books that they record, and the different voices and accents and things that they try to use for different books so that it makes it more authentic to the person who's listening to it. They just do such a great work, and Angela and I have just enjoyed our day here so much.
How does it make you feel knowing just how this wonderful and very generous legacy that Doreen Gough has left to the RNIB is going to be used?
I'm delighted, and I'm sure Doreen would be delighted as well. I'm just so pleased that I was able to fulfil her final wish and her gifting to the RNIB talking books, because it meant so much to Derek when he was alive. And I hope that this money now will give loads more other people the gift and the chance and the joy just to enjoy as many books as they want.
And what would you say to anybody considering leaving money to RNIB now that you have seen how it is going to be used?
I think because it just helps so many people to just enjoy all the books that are made, which otherwise they wouldn't be able to enjoy them. It's such a gift to give, and it's such a valuable gift to those who have either little sight or no sight, just to be able to come amongst the many varieties of books that there are and just to enjoy that and to let their imagination just flow. It's such a gift. So yes, I'd really recommend anybody giving to RNIB, because they do such a fantastic job and wonderful work for others.
If you could just share one memory of Doreen and Derek Gough with the listeners, what would that be?
They were such a lovely couple. They were very quiet, very reserved. They loved each other's company, and they loved just sitting together and reading together and enjoying the garden as well. So I don't know, but maybe they took the books outside into the garden, but I do know they loved the garden as well. They were just such a beautiful couple, and they were dedicated to each other. So this is why Doreen felt so strongly that this is where all the legacy needed to go, because it gave Derek such joy in his life.
Well, it is wonderful that that devotion can be perpetuated through their wonderful legacy that they have left for RNIB. Thank you so much for delivering it in person to the RNIB Talking Book Studios and for recording that wonderful audiobook. Diane Lofthouse, thank you very much for being a guest on the show today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me. God bless.